Happy New Year. Today, we are kicking off season three of the Mid-Career GPS podcast and the first episode of 2023. Whether you're listening to this as soon as it drops or catching it later on, in this episode, I am going to break down five mid-career considerations that will help you with your career clarity that you need to be mindful of when changing jobs inside of your organization or preparing to leverage your talents and expertise by taking them to a new company. And we're going to take some time in this episode to celebrate the life and career of Barbara Walters and why her career moves are things you should be taking notice of right now. It's time to start building your mid-career GPS. Let's get started. Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode 138 of the Mid-Career GPS podcast. I'm your host, John Nerrell, and I'm here to help you find the job you love or love the job you have by using my proven four-step formula. I hope you had a wonderful time over the holidays. Hope you had a chance to make some memories. And hopefully those memories weren't ones of being stuck in airports and trying to get on airplanes or having any kind of travel difficulties. I hope your holidays were special and wonderful. And I am excited to be with you for another year on this podcast as we start figuring out whatever is next for you and your career. Now, I love New Year's in the sense of it really is that time to turn the page. It's a new chapter. It's a new year. It's new beginnings. And sure, any day can be the same as that, but there is something special about the new year. And now that you're out of the holidays, you might be thinking about going after that promotion at your company. Or you're thinking, you know what? Maybe it's time I start looking elsewhere. Well, that's what we're going to unpack in this episode with these five mid-career considerations. Now, as a special gift to all of you, I have created a quick quiz that I've linked up to in the show notes. You can find it at johnnerrell.com. You can also find it on my social media at John Nerrell Coaching, either on Facebook or Instagram. But it's a quick quiz you can download and take. It's a great companion guide to this episode. And these five questions are going to help put your career plans into greater context. Now, certainly as I was preparing this episode, I was not planning to talk about Barbara Walters, but given her passing a few days ago, I felt it was important because as somebody who grew up watching Barbara Walters, and I remember the Barbara Walters specials and things, there was part of me that was naturally intrigued by watching the tributes and the news stories and learning a little bit more about her and what she did through her career and the things that I didn't know. And so I want to take some time in this episode to fuse parts of her story that I've learned into these five mid-career considerations that are really going to help with your career clarity. Now, one of the things that we have talked about on this podcast for the last couple of years, and we will continue to do so in season three, is that navigating your mid-career transition and building that mid-career GPS is made up of four parts. The first part is about your preparation, getting the career clarity on what it is you want to do next. It is about the positioning, getting things in place, such as your resume and your LinkedIn, so that you can strategically target those specific jobs or industries where you are best suited and your talents and expertise more closely align. Then there's the part about promoting who you are and what you do. This is where, when you're networking or you're interviewing, you are confidently and competently communicating why you're valuable, how you're going to help someone, as evident by the skills and the expertise you're bringing to that company. And the last piece is how you show up. Now, if you've been following me for a while, you know I talk about six specific show-up strategies. They are setting ground rules, having intentional conversations, owning where you are, welcoming new opportunities, using your genius, protecting and promoting your brand. And when we take the preparation, the positioning, the promoting, and the showing up, those four components come together to building your mid-career GPS. And these are the things that I work on with my clients one-on-one that I'm very happy to say gets them new jobs, gets them greater responsibilities, increases their salaries, because they come together and they do the work. And we get to do the work one-on-one when I work with them. And I've got some exciting things coming up in 23 that I'll share with you in a few weeks about how even more of us can do some work together with that. So stay tuned for that. My husband and I got back into playing cards. We play 500 Rummy. And we were playing cards on New Year's Eve. And just a quick, we didn't go out New Year's Eve because I got COVID for the second time. So we're hanging out at home and everything. And we got done playing the game. And I picked up my phone and I saw the news alert. And it said, Barbara Walters dead at 93. And we immediately went in and turned on the television set. And we're avid ABC watchers, so we rewound the DVR to when they first came on and broke the news. And the love and respect and admiration for what she did was truly touching. And when we think about our legacy, and we think about the work we want to do, we do work where we get to make that greatest impact. The work that we know is going to reach the most people, impact the most lives. And for a large part of my career, that was in education. And today as a coach, I make a different impact by helping people who feel stuck, undervalued, and underutilized show up to find that job they love or love the job they have. What is the work you want to do? And my question to you is, are you doing it? Are you in the role that you believe is best suited and most closely aligned to your genius, your skill set, the thing that you're better at than anybody else? Well, for Barbara, when she started off in the news business, she'd spent, I think it was 17 years at the Today Show. And there was a point where with the male anchor, he would not allow her to ask any more than one question to a guest. And so Barbara would think very carefully about the question she wanted to ask. But she was also told by her producers that if she went out in the field, she could interview whoever she wanted. And when President Kennedy was assassinated, she was out in the field, and it was a defining moment for her career, for her being the great storyteller and the more importantly, compassionate interviewer that she was. And when the host at the Today Show passed away, I didn't know this, but she was on air. There's a scene where her and Gene Shalit were at the main desk. And it was from that point on that she was referred to as the co-host of Today. And ever since then, any woman who has ever held the anchor desk of a morning news program has been referred to as the co-host. I didn't know that. Barbara Walters blazed a trail for every woman in her field who came after her. To have that title of co-host, to be seen as an equal. And here is the thing that struck me so much. Because part of the other consideration, this is the second consideration we have to talk about, is when you identify the work that you want to do, where do you get to do it? Where do you get to do the work? For many mid-career professionals, you have spent time in your organization and you have had conversations, or hopefully have had conversations, about what the promotional path looks like for you. Is there a spot for you on the org chart at the next level? Is the company willing to create a position for you, or is there going to be one available because someone's going to leave or retire? When you think about where you get to do the work, there must be an alignment between the work you get to do, who you get to work with, how much you're going to get paid, how the job's going to move you forward. And at a pivotal moment in Barbara's career, she signed a $1 million contract to jump from NBC to ABC, where she was going to co-host the evening news with Harry Reasoner. If you've had chance to see any of the footage about this, there is a moment that I was a kid when this happened, so I didn't realize the magnitude. In all honesty, I don't really remember, watching it. But Barbara was very vocal about the fact that Harry didn't want a co-host. He didn't want a woman as a co-host. And he did not want Barbara Walters. Here she was coming from the Today Show, who a lot of quote-unquote hard-nosed journalists didn't think morning television had the same gravitas or respect as what evening news did. And she got paid this big salary. And now she's seated at the anchor desk with Harry Reasoner. And the end of that first episode, he says something like, I'm trying to figure out what I would say that wouldn't be sexist or patronizing. And this is what he says to her. He said, I counted the minutes for your story and mine, and you owe me 4 minutes. Meaning that she had 4 minutes more airtime than he did, and that wasn't equal, and he didn't like that, and he resented her for it. Can you imagine going to a new company, and you are immediately questioned, even to use this word, hated and despised, for coming in to do a job that you've been hired to do? Maybe you've had a similar experience in some way. But there was no doubt that was hard for her. She was the breadwinner for the family. What was she going to do? It's such a powerful moment because as mid-career professionals, if you're actively looking for a new job and you're interviewing, we have more things at our disposal today than people did back in the 70s. We have websites and social media. We have greater networking channels to learn more about a company and their values and what it's like working there. We can get more data and information than we've ever had before to help inform our decisions. And admittedly, we should be, if not we are, asking much better questions when we're in the interview process to see if that place where we want to work is really the right fit. You might be looking at a new company and thinking, I want to be 100% remote. I want a hybrid. I want to travel for work. Those are things that you use to help assess fit. After 2 years on the evening news, Barbara left the anchor desk. And as part of her $1 million contract, she was slated to create several specials for ABC News. And so the Barbara Walters specials were born. And these were things that admittedly not only saved Barbara's career, but revitalized her career. Because it wasn't just about, here's an entertainment piece. In the special Our Barbara, which is streaming on Hulu, there's a section of that special called, it was about the get. You know, you got the get, which was the interview, whether it was Monica Lewinsky or Fidel Castro or Michael Jackson. people wanted to talk to Barbara because she made them feel human. She created a very human side to the story. She asked questions that people hadn't heard before, but she also asked questions that people wanted asked. And her specials garnered 40 million viewers. They were huge ratings and appointment television back in the day. And we know that she went on to go and co-host 2020 for 25 years alongside Hugh Downs and other very well-respected journalists for ABC News' magazine. Where you get to work. You're not going to like everybody you get to work with, but how do you make it work? That's consideration number three, who you get to work with. You may really like the people you work with right now. It may be one of the things holding you back from making a move. Or maybe you don't like the people you work with. Maybe during your interview process, you're asking questions to help assess how much are you going to like working with them while they're quote unquote all on their best behavior. What does that fit feel like for you in terms of who you get to work with? I remember during my mid-career moment when I made a switch from the district I was teaching at in Northern New Jersey to go work for DC Public Schools here in our nation's capital. I researched the person I was going to be working for. She was a leader in the educational field. She was very revolutionary and passionate about what it was she was doing. I found the interview or the footage of her on PBS and watched that multiple times because there were things I wanted to know about her that I was going to ask her when we interviewed. And I got a chance to work with her. Sadly, only for 3 months. She went on to go do some other things. But I so enjoyed those 3 months working for her. Who you get to work with is a huge consideration you must evaluate. It's great loving the people you're working with and enjoying that time. You must look out for yourself. What is your best career move? How does that factor in? How do they challenge you? How do they make you a better professional? How do they stretch you? How do you grow by working with them? It's a huge consideration. And for Barbara, I can only imagine the talent pool at ABC News was something where, even though she didn't like working with Harry Reasoner and he didn't like working with her, there were other people there she could learn from and grow and stretch and do the work she knew she was called to do. And look, while money isn't everything, and nowadays a $1 million contract to go to an organization for a high profile figure like someone of the stature of a Barbara Walters was back in the day certainly has a different number attached to it now. The reality is, it's got to be worth it to you. How much do you get paid to do the work that you're called to do? What does your overall compensation package look like? It's far beyond salary. It's time off. It's benefits. It's a signing bonus. It's a compensation bonus or a bonus structure built into whatever productivity metrics you have. Getting paid is important. Let's not underlook that. Let's overlook that rather. Getting paid is an agreement between you and your employer about what your skills and expertise are worth. You both agree to that once the job offer is made. It is why negotiating your salary is an important step. In a negotiation, everybody gets something. One party doesn't get everything. So you have to decide, what do you give on? What do you hold very confidently to that you must get? We will be looking at that more in some upcoming episodes. All right. Consideration number one was the type of work you want to do. Consideration number two was where you get to do the work. Consideration number three was who you get to work with. Number four was how much you get paid to do that work. And now number five, What's the path forward? If you're thinking of moving up a position within your organization, what does the path look forward after that? We cannot stop at the immediate result and think we're done. I coach my clients on what's their five-year plan. If they're looking for a new job, what happens after that? Where do they see themselves going? Why is that work important to them? Why are they so good at it that it's going to set themselves up for the next position or promotion after that? What is the path forward for you professionally? And here's the piece of the story about Barbara Walters that I'm willing to bet many of you know, but perhaps I can share a few additional facts you may not. Many of us know Barbara Walters as the person who created The View. The View is a morning talk show on ABC in which women from different backgrounds and views sit around a table and they discuss the issues of the day. There is the right and the left. People of different populations and experiences are represented at the table. It is supposed to be this melting pot, if you will, of people, as Barbara said, from different backgrounds and views to talk about the issues of the day. She created The View. Get a load of this. Excuse me. She created The View at 67 years old. She was 67. 67 at an age when many of us hope to be retired. Barbara was creating her next advancement opportunity that would take her to the next 15 years of her career when she retired in 2014 from The View. 17 years, actually, excuse me. Can you imagine at 67 you saying, I'm not done yet? To me, that is so amazing. Because when we think about the mid-career journey and we think, okay, you're out of college at 22, 23, you're going to work for the next 40, 45 years. Every 15 years, if you will, is another chapter. And we talked on the podcast before about how the U.S. Department of Labor defines mid-career as being 10 years after graduation, be it either high school or college. So Barbara's looking at the next 15, 17 years being on The View. Her project, her creation that alongside her executive producer, Bill Getty, did. That is still on the air today. And she was met with opposition from Rune Arledge, who was the head of ABC at the time, who said, Barbara, this is going to kill your career. She was so confident in what she was bringing to air that she went ahead and did it anyway. And it is the spot in morning television where newsmakers come. I am going to find the clip somewhere, and I'm hoping ABC re-airs Barbara's last episode, but I'm going to go and watch it. There is a moment where Oprah Winfrey is holding the mic and surprises Barbara with a group of women journalists and colleagues who have all come after her, who are leaders and respected people within their field, who came to celebrate Barbara on that show. You had Savannah Guthrie and Hoda Kotb from the Today Show. You had journalists like Connie Chung, Katie Couric, Oprah Winfrey, Gayle King, Natalie Morales. The list goes on and on. And there is a moment where at the end of that episode, Barbara stands there and she says to the audience, "This is my legacy." When you are considering your next move for your career, what do you want your legacy to be? This isn't about tweaking your resume or perfecting your pitch. This is about a lifelong journey and impact for the work you are called to do that contributes to your legacy. Whoever you are, whatever you do, and wherever you work, you are building a legacy. As you think about this at mid-career, is this the legacy you want? Is this the legacy you want to leave behind? That if, God forbid, you stopped working today, what would people say about you? That is a tremendous gift you get to give someone because of your professional body of work. The work you get to do. So when you think about what is next for your career, I want you to think about the type of work you want to do, where you want to do it, who you want to work with, how much you want to get paid, and what's your path moving forward. Those are the considerations that I am challenging and calling you to answer this year. When you think about whatever is next for you and your career. And I hope sharing some parts of Barbara's story that particularly mean a lot to me, that I've resonated and thought about as I've been watching the tributes. I hope those stories help extend or build upon these considerations for you. And I hope that when you think about how you prepare, position, promote who you are and what you do, and how you show up as you build your mid-career GPS, that these mid-career considerations, that you continue to take them seriously and you spend some time thinking about them. So if you want some help, make sure to check the show notes. Check my social media at John Narrow Coaching, or you can check my website at johnnarrow.com to get that new checklist that I've created for you as a companion to this episode. Obviously, if you are interested in working with me one-on-one as your coach and you are ready to kickstart this new year bigger and bolder than you've ever done, all you have to do is email me. Email me at john@johnnarrow.com, and I will talk to you about how we can work together. I'd be honored to be your coach and help you build your mid-career GPS to making this year the best one yet. My friends, season 3 has just started. So many wonderful things ahead for us. But for right now, remember this. We build our mid-career GPS 1 mile or 1 step at a time. And how we show up matters. Make it a great rest of your day. Happy New Year. Thank you for listening to the Mid-Career GPS podcast. Make sure to follow on your favorite listening platform. And if you have a moment, I'd love to hear your comments on Apple Podcasts. Visit johnnarrow.com for more information about how I can help you build your mid-career GPS, or how I can help you and your organization with your next workshop or public speaking event. Don't forget to connect with me on LinkedIn and follow me on social at John Narrow Coaching. I look forward to being back with you next week. Until then, take care and remember, how we show up matters.